Okay, we're going. All right. So now we just finished the three parshas of Kriyat Shema. The last parsha of Kriyat Shema is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah deraisa of Kriyat Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then we begin the third bracha of Kriyat Shema, right? The third of the brachas Kriyat Shema. We had two before Shema and one after, and the one after is all about. It's called in Chazal the bracha of a geula. That's what he called geula l'tfilah, semichas geula l'tfilah. This bracha is the bridge between Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. What is the bridge between Kriyat Shema and Tefillah, if you think about it? The bridge between Kriyat Shema and Tefillah, Kriyat Shema's Kabbalah Salam Achu Shemayim, being an Eved, we discussed all that, different concepts and levels of being avadim to Hashem. And Tefillah is the expression of Avdus, of asking Hashem for realizing that you're in the Rishus of Hashem. So what's the gap? How do you bridge the gap? So realizing you're an Eved, the Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos says it. Realizing that you're an Eved is not enough. Without feeling the toiva that you received from becoming an Eved of Hashem. So the bracha that we're about to say is supposed to remind us of the toivos that we received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize the akaras ha-toiv that we need to have. Once a person feels indebted, then they can enter tefillah properly. You have to feel indebted to Hashem. That's the key. Indebted to Hashem means Hashem gives me so much, and therefore I owe Hashem to be an Eved, and that's the inyan of Michas Geula Tefillah. The only way to be a proper Eved Hashem is to realize how much you actually are indebted to Hashem. So, no, Kabbalah's all is but the what you're still missing is that you feel indebted Machmas the Toiva. You feel mechuyev, but you don't feel indebted. You don't feel that you got something. I'm mechuyev because Hashem is Hashem. But what did Hashem do for me? And what? How is that malchus an expression? How am I shaykh to that malchus? What did that do for me? So what that did for you is Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Hashem did nisim for you, and Hashem does tovus for you. Ah, now I feel indebted to Hashem. So the response to feeling indebted is avdos, and ezo avodah shemalev is tefillah. So memela, you have to go straight from geula to tefillah. So just kabbalas malach shemaim is not going to lead to tefillah, because it's divorced from the person. It's a kind of, you don't see where I got something out of it, and the nisim yetzias mitzrayim are supposed to show us how much we got out of it. No, feeling indebted. Not just the idea that Hashem is the Melech. I accepted to do everything, but I did not feel the feeling of gratitude that the bracha is created. This bracha is supposed to.
Abdus, the same actions maybe as Kabbalah, but it's with a certain feeling of I'm paying.
Yeah, because right, I don't just have to do it. I'll say the Rabbeinu Yonah says it. I don't know if I could find it right now. Rabbeinu Yonah says it in a very beautiful lashon. Let me see if I can find it. Here. No, he doesn't say exactly what it is here. I don't see where it is right now. But this is the Indian of Geula L'Tefillah. Now. Here. Ezo ben Olam Haba, the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Dalet, I think. Ezo ben Olam Haba, Ze Hasimer Gula Shel Arvis Letfila. Frekta Rabbin Yoina, Yesh Lahakshois, the Chimipnesh, Hasimer Gula Letfila, Yesh Lashar Kolkach, She ben Olam Haba. Why is that such a thing? Va'imer Moiri Harav, Rabbin Yoina says, Shatam Shazoich Lashar Godol Kazeh. Nipnesh that Kadosh Baruch Hu kishagalon avoytzianu mitzayin. Haya lahiyoseinu loy laavodim ki avodai heim. We owe Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim because He did with us chesed v'atfila he avoida. V'avaratem es Hashem al keichem zui tfila ukishu maskir tias Mitzrayim umespalo miyan mare shekemoisha eved shekoyne oisei rabbi chayv lasis mitzvas rabbi. Kain who makir hatoiva vaguula shagol oisai aboire vishu avdoi v'oivir oisai v'kiven shemakir shu avdoi mipnei shagoloi v'oisai retsoinoi mitzoisav nimtza shabavur zeh zorich l'chayelam haba. This hakara that you owe Hashem because Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim, and the way to respond to that toiva is through avdus. That is the Gula Tefila. This is a famous verse from Rabbi Yochum. It's written in Das Chochma Musar. The Rabbi Yochum saw Rabbi Chatzko. And Rabbi Yochum asked Rabbi Chatzko, Vosat oiske coming from Yom Tif of Pesach, what'd you work on Pesach? So Rabbi Chatzko said, Emuna, what better thing to work on Pesach than Emuna? So Rabbi Yochum says, you missed the boat. Pesach is not doing Emuna. Pesach has to be mechazik our avdus to Hashem. Emuna without avdus, shkoyach. Why does that help? The avodah of Pesach is the avdus that has to come out of the Emuna. So that's the inyan. So we went from Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, which is a kind of an abstract talk about Hashem. But what did He do for us? He took us out of Mitzrayim. He made us His avodim. Since He made us His avodim, the response to that has to be avdus, and that's the gula l'tefila. Okay, what daf? It's on daf dalet on the base. Yeah. No, it's on brachas dalet on the base. Okay, now. Okay. And that's why, by the way, it says that, one thing that Rabbi Yochum writes there is that we normally say that you're not supposed to praise Hashem too much. Because, mi yamalo gvuras Hashem yisaper kol tilosoi. But you think you could say everything about Hashem? You know? So you shouldn't even start praising Hashem. Because you start praising Hashem, you're really minimizing the praise. So then, frecht Rabbi Yochum, so then why is it called Marbe L'Sapa Reza Meshubach? On Pesach. It shouldn't be Meshubach, it should be bad. You should say, Hashem took that in Mitzrayim, it's beyond our capability to understand it, done. The more you say, oh, I'll tell you a little bit about Makas Sfardeya. There's a big frog. Every time they hit it, they split it. What, you think that's a miracle? You think you have any musik what's going on over there? Just keep your mouth. Just keep quiet. Thank Hashem for everything He did and move on. Don't try to describe it because you're just going downhill from there. So, Dr. Bjorkham, that's all if the whole tachlis is the shevach. But if the tachlis is the avodah that comes out from it, you got to do as much as you can. So if the tachlis was praising Hashem, you're right. Stop praising. Stop. If the tachlis is even emunah, stop. But if the tachlis is the avdus that comes out of it, so then you got to do as much as you can. Every little bit that you do, you're being moisif in the avdus. And that hoysofa is what we're doing now in the Birkas Kriyas Shema, in this last bracha. So this is the bridge from Kriyas Shema to Shemoneh Esrei. Now, So the first thing we say is MS. So we just said Hashem Elokeichem. Hashem Elokeichem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Then we say MS. You're supposed to connect Hashem Elokeichem to MS, even though we do know that MS is not part of Kriya Shema, right? It's part of the next tefillah. You're supposed to connect it. Okay. So what are we saying now? So we say 16 or 15 praises, depends on how you count. Right? It's 16 praises. There's 15 vavs. The Goyin says, and there's a lot of Ramazim in these vavs. How many vavs are there? 15. Emes, v'yatziv, v'nochoin, v'kayim, v'yashar, v'neman, 5. V'o, v'chovi, v'nechman, v'noim, v'noira, 10. V'adir, v'masukon, v'kubo, v'toy, v'yofa, 15. Zok the Goyin, 15 times 6 is 90. Because you're supposed to say 90 times Amen every day. But you don't always say 90 times Amen. So they're Masakin, instead of saying, you're supposed to say 100 brachas and 90 Amens. But not everyone says 90 Amens. So they're Masakin to say 15 times Vav. So you're going to the Indian of the 90 Amens. Now, why does this have anything to do with the 90, with the Amen? Why does this Vav replace the Amens? I don't know, but this Goyin is in the Tikkuni Zohar, so I don't know. I don't really know what he's talking about, but I do know that it's quoted in the Siddur right here. So, now, but I've seen other Ramazim with these 15 words or 16 words. Now, so we're about to say MS, V'yatziv. Basically, the words are true, very true. And we're going to go through each word, what it means. But what are we talking about? So there's a little bit of machloikas or different pirushim. We're going to complement these words, 15 complements. Hadavar hazeh. Aleinu le'olam v'ed. It's very pleasant and very beautiful, this word. So this is a shtickle machloikas. But the bottom line is, the most simple pshat, it means that we're about to talk about everything we said in Shema, which is the Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim, and being an Eved Hashem, what it does for us. It does for us all these 15 things, or 16 things actually. Okay? But the Vilna Goyin, in the Goyin Siddur, the Siach Yitzchak, he says it's referring to Torah in general. Torah in general has these characters, traits. So let's break it down. MS is true. Okay, so it's true. True means real. Means there's nothing else that's real but this. Truth, the greatest truth is the thing which is the most real. That you can't, the more you break it down, it's still ultimately true. So MS is the truth. V'yatziv. So yatziv is like, for example, yatziv gvulois. That you set a boundary. It's something which is set and fixed. So it doesn't move around all the time. So the Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim and the Malchus of Hashem is Emes. It's true, V'yatziv, and it's fixed. It's not wavering, not going anywhere. Nachoin. Nachoin means that it's proper. Okay? And the way the Siach Yitzchak says it, the Inyanim in Torah are Nachoin. Means that they're proper. This is the way it should be. This is the way it should be. So it's true, it's straight, and it's nachoin. It's proper. V'kayim, kayim means that it'll be kayim no matter what, forever. It's never going to change. Yashar. So what's yashar? So yashar means that there are certain things that we don't understand in Torah. But eventually we realize that they're all correct. Yashar is, it's the most, the way he says it here, it's the most glatt way to look at anything. Is that if you have Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shemayim will set a person straight, that he won't make, right? It says, Elokim asas adam yashar, v'heima bikshu cheshvoinis rabim. That when a person starts making cheshbonis and his own bechira gets involved, that's when things start getting crooked. Being with Hashem is the derech hayashar. It's the glatt way. It's the most straight It's the closest point between. It's straight. It's lots of way to be with Hashem. It's when people get involved. I remember one time, he said, Rabbi Eli Ber Vachtfeigel was in Lakewood Yeshiva. So he said, "Ich hab gesagt a glatte svara." I said a glatte svara straight, and this guy in Yeshiva could not understand it. It was not going through. I'm like, "It's glatte. This is a simple glatte straight svara." So I realized that for someone, said if you have a hole that's straight and you want to stick a straight stick in it, it goes, right? But if you have a hole that looks like this, then the only thing that you could stick in is a stick that looks like this. So he said, this guy's head is like this. So you can only thing that he understands is svaras that go like this. You try to say a straight svar, he doesn't understand it. This guy's head is... So the way the Siach Yitzchak says it is, he says that a person who's glatt will see things the proper way. He says, "Akol oid shelo nisaves haseichel ayde taivos." What makes a person crooked is goof of their taivos. So sometimes, right, and that you see that in the world today, that nothing ever makes sense. The liberals, lamashal, so everything becomes their shita after you decide what the shita is. And once you decided what my shita is, so now all of a sudden you have to fit it in with your whole world view on anything. Nothing is really makes sense on anything. But if you have a political reason why you have to believe this, so now you have a shita to figure out why it works. Right? All of a sudden this became my shita. Right? Like you decided yesterday and now it's been my shita forever. Right? There's no glockite because there's so many negias involved. And then you can't convince out of it. You know, it's like you're so open-minded that your brain fell out. So pshat is that a lot of times the Torah way of thinking, we're so verstopped with our negiyas that we don't understand. But we have to know that the Torah way of thinking is the glatta way. That's how Hashem created a person. Hashem created a person that what the Torah says should make perfect sense to them, unless it's a choik. But basically, what the Torah values are should be a Kadosh Baruch Hu created a person with that in mind. If a person can't understand that, it's because they're totally crooked, right? And there's some things that are still that way. Kibud Av V'Em, right? The world out there still understands that Kibud Av V'Em is the way it's supposed to be. Lemaisa, you know. I don't think in the non-Jewish world, children call their parents by the first name. I think they would think it's weird if they did that. No?
Yes, it is.
What?
Yeah, you're right. It is.
Have you ever seen it, ever?
No, I've never seen it.
Never. I saw it one time. I was at a Shabbos Suda. It was in Uraguay. And I was by this guy, and he had some bali tshuva there. And the kid starts calling his father his first name. I still remember. It was the most bizarre thing. Right? So Teretz is, because the Kadosh Baruch created the world a certain way. So certain things in the world, everything in the world, in the Torah, is glatt, and it should stim with the way a person was created. The only reason that we don't understand certain things is because we're so mechonech, or so affected by the world around us, and the world around us is mali negiyos. So for example, the whole Indian of marriage and all this stuff. So pshat is, the way a person was created was to understand that ta'eva is ta'eva and marriage is marriage. A person should understand that. If you're at a point you can't even convince people of that, that means that people have become so krum that they've ruined the tzura of a mensch to the point that their das doesn't shtim with Torah on any level. They're so far gone that they ruin the whole tzura of a person, because all they're worried about is the mali taivas, and they, right, maybe the taivas gufa that they want, right, whatever the cheshbon, whatever the negias is. But man was created yashar, and Torah is yashar, so everything in the Torah should shtim with man. That's really the vart. So that's yashar. So being with Hashem is yashar. Kadosh Baruch Hu created, by the way, throughout Tehillim, the midah of Yashrus brings a person simcha. Ule Yishrei Lev Simcha. If a person is Yashar, then they'll have simcha, because they're not going to always be confused. What should I, what makes a person not happy? They're besuffic always. What should I do? I don't know. If you're Yosha, you're never confused. You know exactly. Now, you may not always do the right thing. You may not always be able to do it, but you know what you're supposed to do. So either you can do it or you can't do it. That's it. What are you worried about? You know exactly. It's not that we can't do what we want. It's that we're not sure what to do. That's what really creates a person to be not besimcha. A yishrei lev will always be besimcha. Because you're glot. You're not mesupik. You know what to do. Now, either Hashem gives me opportunity to do it, or it doesn't give me the opportunity to do it. That's it. What creates non-simcha is doubt. Is never sure what I'm supposed to be doing. So Yashrus is a tremendous thing. And in the Torah is Yashar, and Hashem is Yashar. And Hashem created a man Yashar. And everything else is confusion and Bahala. That's why very often at my reshiva, I remember a lot of people, I'd say by memory, so they would say, oh, is a glata mensch. Well, Remeir Stern. So when I speak to a lot of people, they always say, oh, er is a glata mensch. So you think, glata mensch. Glata mensch is not the biggest compliment. Glata mensch, you think, is like a cashier, a register guy that never stole extra 5 cents. But the word of glata mensch is you're straight. That means that your whole das is exactly in line with the Torah's das. That's why, by the way, some people that become frum later in life have a better understanding of certain things, because they got rid of everything else to become frum, so they now look at things just with a glottkeit and not backwards. Okay, whatever. Anyway, that's Yashar. It's proper. It stims. All the parts stim. All the parts stim with each other. This stims with that, and everything fits together. Yashar is something else. Yashar is that it's glatt, and it's the way it's supposed to be. Oh, Neman. Neman means, again, it's Neman is similar to Yatziv, but Neman means that it will never waver. Okay? And it will always come true. Everything in the Torah is Neman, and Hashem is Neman, because everything that He promises to you will happen. That's what Neman means. Ahuv. Oh, now, that's all very good. But this sounds like a boot camp. Straight, glatt, never waver. Okay, so I don't know if I want to get involved. No, ahuv. This whole thing is tremendously ahuv. It creates a tremendous ava. We want it. Once you realize, right, what brings a person true simcha is experiencing shleimus. That's what the Maharal writes. An experience of shleimus brings a person simcha. Because lack of simcha comes from thinking that you're missing something. We talked Friday night about that. Simcha comes from an experience of shleimus. So if a person can be with Hashem, so they're experiencing shleimus, so it's ov. That feeling is ov. V'chaviv. Chavivus is like a higher level of ahuv. And it's nechmad. Now, nechmad in modern Hebrew means pleasant. Like the yom nechmad. Bachur nechmad. The mafarshim say nechmad is a little deeper. It's from the lashon of chemda. Desire. It's nechmad. It's desired. It's something which is desired. Meaning not only is it strict and straight and glatt, people, it's something which is loved once you experience it, and even greater, it's nechmad, means you want it even if you don't have it. There's a desire to get it, and it's na'im, means that once you do get it, there's a pleasantry involved. Okay? She says, for example, There are things which are nechmad, but not noim. Money. Money's great. Everyone wants it. But it's not noim once you get it. It's just now you have it, so now what? And there's things which are noim. It's nice to have it, right? Like a good dessert. But it's not nechmad. I don't need it. I'm not like, fine. I have it. I don't. So nechmad and noim, it's very geschmack when they're both there together. I want it, and it's going to be noim for me to have it. V'noira. Oh, noira now takes it back the other way, right? Noira, right? Noira means that it now it's like a seesaw. Now we're getting too close. No, but it's also noira. You have to fear it. You have to fear this level of achdus Hashem, of kabbalas olam shamayim, is something which, if you have it, now you're going to realize you have to fear Hashem from it. So it's going to bring fear. The adir, it's tremendously great. Umesukan umekubal. Right? This already is hard to define. I'm not sure exactly what it means. But again, basically, mesukan is very similar to like pleasant. All the pieces make sense. I don't know exactly the difference. Fitoiv. Oh. Toiv and yafe. Yafe means an onlooker should look at it as a beautiful thing. So it feels good and it's yafe. And toiv means it's objectively good. It makes everyone around you and you feel good about it. So it's not just that I know that it's good, it's also I'll feel good about it. So therefore, experiencing Torah and experiencing Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim will get me to these dargas of closeness to Hashem, which in turn brings me all these things. So all these in Yonim, Toi V'yofe HaDavar Hazeh Aleinu La'olam Void, and it will never change. Most things that are Toiv and Yafe and Nechmad, you have it for a little while, and once you had it for a little bit, you kind of get sick of it. So this is La'olam Void. For as long as you're experiencing it, you're going to have these emotions. Because this is what I was saying on Friday night. Shleimus that comes from Ruchnius is very different than a simcha that comes from Gashmius. Because the simcha that comes from Gashmius is I don't need anything else. I finally got my car. I've been wanting this car. I've been wanting to drive that car forever. Since I'm a teenager, I wanted, I needed that car. I finally got it. So you think you're satisfied. The problem is, you're going to become unsatisfied when you get sick of that car, and then you're going to get back to where you were. But if your shleimus is from Ruchnius, then you'll always be b'simcha, because you're never going to get sick of it. You don't need something to replace it when this is done. So that's what's La'olam Void. Alright? Okay, we'll stop here. Okay.